Security screening at McClellan's Frederick headquarters, which Pinkerton should have overseen, was lax. Among the citizens in the delegation meeting McClellan was a Confederate sympathizer from the city. There is no evidence McClellan or his aides divulged to the man or anyone else in the delegation that they had received Lee's order. But the sympathizer could clearly see that McClellan's headquarters was suddenly bustling with activity, and the man could guess that it was because of some piece of important intelligence the general left their meeting to review. The Marylander located Jeb Stuart near Turner's Gap and explained what he had seen, that the Federals appeared to be embarking on some kind of offensive operation. Stuart passed the tip to Lee in Hagerstown. But Lee was clueless over why McClellan was stirring. Not until the spring of 1863 would he learn that McClellan had a copy of his order when he read stories about it in the northern papers. From Orders 191, McClellan knew that beyond South Mountain, Lee had split his army four ways, and at least two of the rebel elements were vulnerable to being isolated and beaten. Disparate bits of confusing intelligence that had trickled into his headquarters now made sense. McClellan realized that Jackson was not retreating into Virginia, but instead falling on Harper's Ferry from the west. The rebels his scouts had reported seeing on National Road beyond South Mountain were Longstreet's. The column informant spotted on Harper's Ferry Road was McLaws' division headed for Maryland Heights. It was all spelled out in the order, which included a timetable. The document's loss was disastrous for Lee, a godsend for McClellan, who could now divide and conquer. McClellan was even luckier than he realized. Too optimistic with his timetable for capturing Harper's Ferry, Lee, by September 13th, was falling behind schedule, which only prolonged the dangerous fragmentation of his army. McClellan wired Lincoln that no time shall be lost in exploiting this opportunity. But waste time is exactly what McClellan did. 18 precious hours passed before his army began marching in response to Orders 191. Still convinced by intelligence from Pinkerton and others that Lee outnumbered him, McClellan intended to inch forward cautiously, even with Lee's playbook in his hands. Aggressiveness simply was not in his DNA. As a result, he gave Lee an additional 18 hours to recover from a massive security failure.